The total economic output of U.S. Latinos was $2.8 trillion in 2020. Yet despite being a key driving force of the U.S. economy, experts say the capital isn't flowing toward the growth. According to the Latino Business Action Network, Hispanic-owned businesses have grown 44% in the last 10 years, compared to just 4% for non-Latinos. But less than 2% of the available venture capital funding in the U.S. goes into this cohort.
This is the best economy in the world, the free enterprise system, but it largely excludes small businesses and minority-owned businesses even today.
Ramiro Cavazos is the president and CEO of the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
And a big part of it, I think, is just relationships. It's networks. You know, I hate to say it, we're largely invisible.
In order to make those connections, Ana Valdez, president and CEO of the Latino Donor Collaborative, says more VCs need to get out of their comfort zone.
You need to start reaching out to places where you actually never reached. People that may not be as well versed, that may not come from your environment, that may not look like you, that may not talk like you, but that are making a lot of money.
Anthony Alcazar is finding himself in the middle of the struggle. His company, Mr. Tortilla, is number one on Amazon. They've expanded their product line and just opened a second factory.
My projections are 30 million for 2023, 60 million for 2024, 100 million for 2025. And I can't get a fair shake.
He says the offers he has received include a majority stake in his business.
We worked a whole life for this. And so if I lose control ownership now, I can't guarantee that they're going to uphold the same philosophies and run our business the way we want to run it.
That's why Latino venture capitalists and banking and community lenders and CDFIs, community development finance institutions, we got to get them to step up.
Latitude Ventures is doing just that. The company recently launched a $100 million fund focused on Latino-founded early-stage businesses.
We're looking hard. We're creating the pipeline. We're creating the visibility so that any Latino and Latina that has been shut out, that they can come here and they're going to get a fair look.
Company president Sol Trujillo has his own prediction.
My bet is between now and the end of the decade, $1 trillion of capital should be flowing here so that we can grow GDP at a highly competitive rate versus doing it the same way.
Valdez puts that growth into perspective.
If Latinos got the same proportion of credit as whites are given, it would translate into adding $3.3 trillion of revenue of companies in this country.
But it's not only venture capital funding. LBAN reports the odds of loan approval from national banks are 60% lower for Latino-owned businesses. Industry leaders say it comes down to diversification.
It's a proportionate representation at all levels in the bank, from the board all the way to the C-suite, all the way to the executive branch, and then to the branches.
Actress, singer, and entrepreneur Jennifer Lopez is looking to change the playing field.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
In 2021, Lopez launched Limitless Labs to raise funds for Latina entrepreneurs, including a partnership with Goldman Sachs. And this past June, Lopez partnered with Grameen America to help distribute $14 billion in loans to 600,000 Latina business owners by 2030.
The future of this economy will depend on small businesses and Latino-owned businesses because of sheer demographics.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than half of the total U.S. population growth between 2010 and 2020 came from Hispanics. And with Latino entrepreneurs starting small businesses faster than the rest of the startup population, the rising tide will lift all boats. In New York, I'm Lisa Mateo, Bloomberg Radio.